You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Doesn't matter what year it is post Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steelers still have not figured out their quarterback situation, despite starting the season 4-2. Justin Fields, who has led the Steelers that 4-2 record, addressed the media following practice, and it very much sounds like he's afraid that he's going to lose his job. Justin Fields did not sound very confident when he was asked what his position might be coming in this weekend.
I mean, I don't think I played, you know, good enough, if I'm being real with you. If I'm being real with myself, I think if, you know, I did play well enough, I don't think there would be, you know, any sort of who should be playing, who should not. So at the end of the day, you know, we got a few wins. Of course, I'm glad about that, but, you know, there's areas that, you know, I could be better at, and, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to work on those and continue to get better.
Justin Fields has been fine if you're talking about replacement level quarterback.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair, but also that's about what Pittsburgh kind of wants out of their quarterback.
I'm just kind of going through the NFL leaderboards here, and there he is, sandwiched in between Sam Darnold and Bo Nix is Justin Fields in total yards. But what he's not been able to generate is big plays in the air. He's had a couple bigger breaking runs, which is kind of what he has done, but he is not and has not been, outside with the exception of one game, been capable of pushing anything down the field. And the Steelers aren't going to be a team that's going to punch you in the mouth with offensive power. They're going to beat you with defense, protecting the ball, running the clock, grinding you out the way the Steelers have always been successful. But their margin for error is razor thin because their quarterback play has been so subpar. Outside of the one performance where he had over 300 yards passing, Fields has struggled to break 150 yards. And even with the NFL being in a place where, scoring's down, it's you're looking at quarterback play in the NFL right now, probably at an all-time high from top to bottom. And the Steelers just really can't, if they hope to compete, They have to at least take a look at Russell Wilson, because as crazy as it sounds, he affords them the best possible chance to have a more dynamic offense.
I think maybe through the air, you're not too far off there. I'll be interested to see. This is a very young Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line. And so at times when they've had issues, Fields has been able to just tuck the ball and run, because there are very few that can run the ball from the quarterback position the way that he can. He can be physical if he needs to, but he's also fast and pretty slippery. Russell Wilson has made it very clear ever since he left Seattle, and even his last couple of years, he doesn't want to move.
I don't even think it's an option.
And ever since he had the finger injury, he lost a lot of the touch, especially on his deep ball that he used to have that made him so great when he was in Seattle. So I'm interested to see how long, if it is Russell Wilson who starts, how long that experiment is. Because at this point, if you're a Steelers fan, you're not going to win games because of your quarterback. Right now, what Tomlin is asking for is a quarterback that can manage the game and not turn the ball over. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Justin Fields has done that well. When he was in Chicago, he had a bunch of issues turning the football over. Now, is he winning games because of his arm? No, he's not even really winning games because of his legs.
In fact, he's put him in some negative positions because he does have four fumbles last
season. Like, that's why you lost to the Colts. Now, with Russ, do you lose some of those fumble issues? I would think so, but you also might add in, you know, it might be a wash when you add in interception issues because you can't throw the ball the same way. Also at wide receiver, Pickens is athletic, but how many times have you seen him quit on routes?
If he's not
the main target on a route, that dude stops running. So there are a bunch of issues offensively. It's not just at the quarterback position, and I wouldn't be shocked if in 2 or 3 weeks, Justin Fields, if he's not starting right now, he comes back in and is the starter just because he can move a little bit and run.
Which is mildly problematic because, of course, the old adage of if you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
You're right. Yeah. And they don't really have one.
Vancouver Fort text line, they might as well give Wilson a shot. He's free this year. Make the decision for the future. And that's exactly what they're doing. They got two quarterbacks. This is the dad has bought his son a nice first car. And the first car, he wrecked it. And now it's like, no, we're not getting you a new car. No, the insurance is not going to pay this. We're going to go find you a beater out of the paper, and, you know, we'll see if that works for you. And if that one doesn't work, we'll get you another one. Well, but we're not spending, you know, $15,000 on a new car anymore. You're going to get something with that's used and needs a little bit of work. And I mean, that's what the Steelers have done. I mean, they've tried to draft quarterbacks and failed miserably because they just have a penchant for drafting big white dudes.
Well, it worked with Big Ben. So they're going to keep going back to John Elway was the same way. That guy drafted Brock Osweiler just because he was 6'8".
Yeah, he just kept going down. And then you look at the other Paxton Lynch.
Oh my God, that guy was horrible. Yeah,
they just kept going. Like he big, must
he's get big, yeah. Big arm. Yeah, that's what I was.
And it's like, you know, it's the idea of Justin Fields. I understand why people were so enamored with him. I've never, ever, ever been a fan because of his wild inconsistencies with his accuracy, his not only inability but the lack of willingness to throw the ball across the middle. The way the Steelers are run, it is genuinely interesting because there's organizations and teams have identities, but they do change over time. Like, if go look at the last great dynasty, the best dynasty in the NFL, the Patriots.
Right.
You can say, well, yeah, they were built on Belichick's defense, and they were built on the running game, and they were built on Tom Brady and all this. But the different versions that they had throughout the years, more explosive offensively, more conservative offensively, more run-focused, more short passing game, more explosive plays. Like, they had different versions of what they could be. The Steelers have one version of themselves, and it's really always been the same, which is the Steel Curtain. Right. You had two quarterbacks in between who surpassed the mediocre line in Bradshaw and Roethlisberger. And then in the meantime, you had the Neil O'Donnells of the world. You had the Tommies of the world. And but their identity and their organization has always been the same. And I don't think unless they had a legitimate Mahomesian level, Josh Allen might actually be the ideal.
Yeah, but I also think that a guy like Josh Allen is the ideal quarterback for a lot of organizations.
But you understand what I'm saying? He doesn't have to throw it 40 times a game, he would fit into the big, strong, powerful arm.
He turns the ball over a lot, though, too. When good Josh Allen is there, there's few who are better. Mm-hmm. In fact, there might only be one. But when bad Josh Allen is there, that's where a lot of turnovers happen, and it's been very clear that the Steelers don't want that at the quarterback position. They don't want a quarterback that's willing to turn the ball over. I mean, even when they were at their most explosive. So basically everything at the tail end of Roethlisberger's career, except for the last two, where you have Antonio Brown, you got the old Oregon State wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster jumps into that for a little bit. I even think Deontay Johnson jumps into there a little bit. You have Le'Veon Bell. That was one of the more explosive offenses that they had. Mm-hmm. Defense wasn't quite up to par to what it's been for years and years and years. As good as they were, they didn't get anything done when it comes to winning a Super Bowl. I don't even believe that they won an AFC title going through that time. They didn't win the AFC conference.
No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
And so I think that Tomlin looks at that and he goes, look at all the headaches that I had to deal with during that. I'm going to get back to what I do.
There's
best
stability.
And it, what like, my,
there's a bar that you can clear.
My organization does. Yeah. And think about it though. Like, what was Bill Cowher known for as a head coach? He is known for having a great defense and an offense that isn't going to turn the ball over. You're going to be in a lot of games, and then you just have to find ways to win them. Tomlin is from the school of Cowher, you know, and this is what has worked.
They've had three coaches
in
for 40 years.
Right, and this is what has worked. Yeah. So why would you deviate from something, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to do that. And the couple years that they did, they didn't finish any better necessarily than what they've done now. No. Like, are they a Super Bowl team? No, they're not. But they're going to be just good enough to where you're in the playoff hunt every year. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get a good draft pick. And right now, free agent quarterbacks don't want to go there because they don't want to play for an OC. In last couple of years was Canada. Now it's back to Mark Smith.
Says, yeah.
They don't want to play for those guys because those guys are going to run the ball 30 to 40 times a game.
And they're not going to get guys paid. The only way I see Pittsburgh finding their way out of this in the long term, because I don't think Russ is ever going to be an answer, and I don't think Justin Fields is ever going to figure it out.
I think if they go to Russ, they will go back to Fields at some point this year. I almost guarantee it.
I do for a different reason. I'm in the same vein, in that Russ will probably get hurt. The wheels are just falling off.
He's old and he's small.
Yeah.
And that's, you age a lot faster when you're little.
Oh, I mean, look at what happened to Flutie and Breeze down the stretch, man. Like, those guys who were smaller, they fall off. I mean, you can't rely on, I can put a little bit of weight on. I can protect myself a little bit. Like, you have to have something. Fair. And those guys just, when you're diminutive, and right. Russ is tiny, the one thing I will say that Russ does have going for him is that he is a thick.
Yeah,
and it's like
with two C's.
Yes, and as contrary as that is to probably think about, it is helpful. It like that
it
does
is.
Protect you. But how many different hamstring injuries has he had now?
He's had a couple. I really think the biggest injury for his career is the finger injury.
Yeah.
And it sounds like dumb, like fingers going to affect you, but it's a finger on the quarterback's throwing hand, and now he can't throw the ball the way that he's wanted to. Ever since that injury, what, 3-4 years ago? His deep ball's been gone. So teams haven't really been fearful of that. And as you get older, you lose a little bit of arm strength. You lose a little bit of accuracy.
Unless you're Aaron Rodgers.
You're not able to move. Even he's losing it.
I know. But I mean,
you know what I mean?
The Hail Marys.
Well, yeah, that's so, true.
Somehow, some way, he still finds a way to uncork it 60 reason. Yards and put it on a plate.
I also wonder to a little bit of how much of this is Russ's camp just beating down the doors of the front office of the Steelers. Like, it's been pretty clear every stop that Russ has had, at least since the last, what, 4 or 5 years that he was in Seattle, his camp has started making calls that most other players, let alone, players at the age that he's at, get to make. I mean, dude, he had his own office in Denver.
That's the thing is, I think the organizational structure of the Broncos was pretty poor. Compared to, particularly when you talk about the new ownership group and the front office and the changeovers and everything that they ceded to Russ when they brought him in, that's not the case in Pittsburgh. Everybody right. knows who rules that organization. You know, you may talk about ownership and how long the family's been in power and blah, blah, blah. Mike Tomlin runs that organization with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, and there's no gonna, there's not gonna be Russ's Mr. Unlimited. You know, that's not happening. I mean,
yeah.
Antonio Brown is still, to this day, one of the most talented wide receivers of all time. And even and this is before he was becoming seriously problematic. He was mildly problematic
right.
with the Steelers. And regardless of his talent, they said, no, we're good. So, and Russ is nowhere near
that
level of talent. Right. And so they just won't even. Russ, I think, has had to be on his P's and Q's. And
yeah.
Because if he doesn't, they'll hit him with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's probably his last shot.
Yeah.
And so, but I also get like, hey, you got to take a look at him. He's been hurt. Can he return back to Seattle, Russell Wilson? Because if he can, he's actually the perfect quarterback. The thing about it is I don't think that he has Seattle Russell Wilson back in him. And you're going to have to move. I like where the O-line is headed in Pittsburgh. I love that they have Sam Alu there. Mm-hmm. And so he's able to teach the young guys. But it's still a young offensive line. And so they're going to make mistakes. And when they make those mistakes, it's nicer to have a mobile quarterback who can move. And I don't think that Russ can move the way that he used to. He's not going to wiggle out of sacks like he did back in 2011, right? He's not going to wiggle out of sacks like he did back in 2014, 2015. He is an older, more immobile quarterback now, and he's small. So he's going to take hits and hits and hits. And I just think that Justin Fields fills that role better right now.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Steelers end up doing with this. It's so rare, it's so unique that a team that is 4-2 and really just kind of plugging along and doing what they do,
yeah,
they found a way to make this season weird.
Yes, they did.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app